Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's time to celebrate some birthdays on this Valentine's Day, February 14th. Happy Valentine's out there, all you lovers. Let's celebrate with Razzie Bailey today. He turns 82. 9 years to go. Happy birthday to Razzie. Journalist Carl Bernstein is 77. Here he is talking about Watergate.
Now, there was not a lot of information that came pouring out. Most of the information had to be pried out. But it was strange information. For instance, one of the burglars, when asked his occupation, said anti-communist.
Pat O'Brien, longtime television personality, is 73. This is from 1987.
The always gleaming city of Seattle, Washington, is shining a little brighter this weekend as it hosts the 24 greatest basketball players in the world. And this is tomorrow's playground, the King Dome, where more than 30,000 fans will cheer on the 37th annual NBA All-Star Game.
The quiet one of Penn and Teller. Teller is 73. Tell us, why are you so silent on stage?
Nothing fools you better than the lie you tell yourself. So if I say, here is a perfectly ordinary pack of cards, you're going to mistrust me. If I hand you the cards and go like this and you shuffle them, then you'll believe that that's a real pack of cards, even if it's fake.
Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly. Remember him as a Buffalo Bill? How about the Houston Gambler?
That is Johnson in motion. Kelly going left side, pumps once, got all kinds of time. Now he's in trouble, and now he throws long. He's got Johnson, touchdown, Houston.
Remember that? The run and shoot with the Houston Gamblers of the USFL. If you want to read a great book, Football for a Buck. Amazing stories about the USFL. If you like football at all, you'll love the heck out of that. Matchbox 20 singer Rob Thomas. Remember, he had Robert Thomas bring the Stanley Cup on stage when they played in St. Louis back in 2019. Well, Rob Thomas is 49.
I know it's wrong. It's a problem I'm feeling. If you're gone, maybe it's time to come home. There's an awful lot of
good stuff from Rob Thomas there from Walking Dead and Black Panther. Danai Gurira is 43.
It's now or never.
Yes, sir.
Hi. Hi.
Ow. Oh, man. Ow, that hurt. So happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you. Today is your birthday on Valentine's Day. How lucky is that? Boy, a lot of people jealous of that. You're going to have a good day, get a lot of chocolate, hopefully. On this date in history, some of the things that happened, it's the anniversary of Arizona as it became the 48th state. On this date, President William Howard Taft signed the proclamation in 1912. And American Airlines and U.S. Airways announced an $11 billion merger that turned American into the world's biggest airline. That happened in 2013. And back in 1778, the American ship Ranger carried the recently adopted Stars and Stripes to a foreign port for the first time as it arrived in France.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.